In the gospel reading today, we hear Saint Elizabeth, we are told, filled with the Holy Spirit and crying out to our Blessed Lady and saying, not only blessed are you among women, but then the point that she makes, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? That's the question each one of us has to really look at in our hearts. So often we take things so for granted. We come to Mass day after day, and we receive Holy Communion, and it's the greatest blessing in the world. Do we ever really stop to think, who am I that my Lord should come to me? Think what God is doing for each one of us, that he would actually humble himself, not just simply to become the form of bread, to be present to us in the form of bread, which, think of the utter humility that he requires for him to do that. But you ask the question, even why? Why would he do this? Because he loves you. He loves you so much that he wants to give you an opportunity to receive him. And each one of us needs to recognize that this is not because we are so wonderful. It's not because we deserve it. It's not because we have done so much for the Lord, that now in gratitude for how great we are, that he's actually going to do this for us. No, he's looking at us, pathetic, despicable sinners that we are, and he is so in love with us. And he is so humble that he allows us to receive him. How often do we just go through the motions of this? I suppose we could look at Saint Elizabeth and say, you know what, if Our Lady was coming day after day after day to Elizabeth's house, it probably would have just been the regular routine. Good morning, how are you today? But it wasn't the regular routine because Our Lady wasn't coming very often, so it was a surprise. And we can understand the joy. She's seeing somebody she hasn't seen in a long time, but the Holy Spirit allows her to recognize that the child is there in her womb and that that child is God. And then, of course, we recognize not only the joy, but the recognition of her own unworthiness. That is precisely the point each one of us has to recognize. In the first reading, we hear from the Song of Songs, and so many people completely misunderstand what that's all about. And they look at it and they say, that's kind of a, kind of pushing the envelope, and it's all about marriage and it's about marital intimacy. No, it is not. It is about your relationship with God. It is about the spiritual life. Get rid of the rest of that nonsense. That's not what this is about. Yes, you can apply it to your marriage, but apply it spiritually. And apply what's going on with your relationship with God to what should be happening in your relationship with your spouse. See it for what it is. And so again, the joy of the beloved as her beloved is coming to her. That's what God is doing for us. We seek him, we desire him, we long for him. And now in his mercy, he comes to us. And how grateful we should be. How blessed we need to recognize that we are. And so just stop and think about this. And I certainly wouldn't ever suggest not coming to daily Mass and not receiving our Lord as often as you can, because that's what we need to do. But just ask yourself, has it just become commonplace? Has it just become the routine? Have I really lost the reverence, the awe, the respect that I need to have? Have I forgotten, in essence, who this is? Not that we deny who it is, but we just kind of, the old familiarity breeds contempt kind of thing. We need to make sure that in our hearts we truly recognize who this is. This is God. This is God who is so in love with you that he is doing everything in his power to be able to make himself accessible to you. That's what this is about. So the question is, what's our response? Am I doing everything in my power to make myself accessible to him? Am I opening my heart to receive him? Am I grateful for what he is giving, or am I just going through it and I receive communion and then I forget all about what just happened because it's no big deal? It is this side of heaven, the biggest deal in the universe. It is the greatest privilege that a soul can have. And how easily we take it for granted, and how easy it is to forget or to get slack. Our Lord never grows slack with us coming day after day. He never looks at us coming into the church and saying, oh, it's you again. He never is going to be able to look at us and say, well, yeah, I saw you yesterday, good to see you again today. No, the joy that we hear in St. Elizabeth is similar to the joy that our Lord has when we come to him, even if we come multiple times a day, the joy that is there. But how much joy is there in us to be with him? That's what we really want to look at. Is he truly the beloved of my soul? Is he really the one that I'm looking forward to being with? Is he the one who is my life, and he's the one from whom I receive life so that I can bring that out to others? Is it his love that is filling me so that that overflows to others? That's what he wants for us. That's what he is offering to us. And so if we can look at it that way and really look within ourselves, and again, it's not a matter that we deny him. We know he's present. We're not doubting any of that. The question is, do we have the reverence? Do we have the charity that we should have in his presence? Do we have a heart that is so filled with love for him that he is the one that we desire to be with, that he's the one that we desire to be united with? Because that's how he is with each one of us. He loves us so much that he desires to be united with us. He loves us so much that he comes to us so that we can have access to him. And so we want our disposition to be like his. Yes, quiet and hidden, but overflowing with love, overflowing with the joy of being with the beloved. That's what our Lord has for you and me, and that's what he desires that we would have for him.